boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
It's Lake Effect Weekend on WUWM. I'm Stephanie Lecce. Halloween Day may be over, but for kids in many parts of Wisconsin, there's still time to get their trick-or-treating in. Many municipalities, like Racine and Caledonia, are holding their trick-or-treating this weekend. But a growing trend is changing how some kids are getting their goodies on Halloween. I visited three early Halloween celebrations to find out just what's going on.
There we go.
Trick-or-treat.
There's two here.
It's a pretty normal Halloween scene. Someone answering the call for candy from a couple of dressed-up princesses. But then you hear this.
Trunk-or-treat!
You heard right. That's trunk-or-treat, not trick-or-treat. Rather than going door-to-door, these costumed kids are going from car trunk to car trunk around a Beloit church's parking lot. Pastor Jason Reed says this is the Messiah Evangelical Lutheran Church's second annual Trunk or Treat event.
It's really just one overarching concept. You bring a bunch of cars together, you give candy out from the trunks of the vehicles.
Each car is decorated, which lets the adults get in on the fun, too. One man, dressed as Moses, hands candy to Iron Man.
Oh, look at that! It's Noah's Ark! Ah! You win trunk or treat over there. Noah's Ark is awesome.
Carl Wetzel of Orfordville is playing Noah today. He says trunk or treats are a safer alternative than having kids go door to door.
Well, what it is we're trying to make a safe place for the kids to come trick or treating, because this is something that the kids have kind of lost out on anymore. You know, they're going house to house. And I mean, we still have it, but there's fewer and fewer.
Pastor Reed says his church doesn't oppose Halloween like some Christian denominations, but does want to respect the Bible's teachings, especially when it comes to the story of Jesus' resurrection.
We've gotten into the whole mindset of the Walking Dead and all that sort of stuff. Where that's concerned, I think making a mockery in that regard is where the challenge gets to be. You know, because you're talking about a full bodily resurrection. Great. Wonderful. Not seeking to eat the living and pull their brains out and chew on those.
It's that discomfort with some of Halloween's themes that first led churches to start trunk-or-treat events in the late 90s, according to Halloween historian Leslie Bannatyne.
A trunk-or-treat became a very gentle and kind and child-friendly way to deal with the fact that the church didn't approve of Halloween. It's very similar to Halloween, and you don't give away any of the great stuff like costumes and candy, but you can control it and keep away the imagery that you don't like.
But Bannatyne says the trend is catching on with more than just religious groups. It turns out trunk or treats are good for businesses as well. The car-themed restaurant Quaker Steak and Lube in New Berlin just got on the trunk-or-treat bandwagon this year. Marketing and activities coordinator Leah Cush says she wanted an event that would attract families as well as local gearheads.
Our car cruisers were asking for an October show, and we wanted to beef up our kids' events, and I had heard about trunk-or-treat, so I thought it was a perfect mashup between the two.
So last weekend, Quaker Steak's parking lot was filled with all sorts of hot rods decorated to the nines.
We have a Mickey Mouse-themed car, and the whole family's dressed up in Mickey, Minnie, Little Mickey costumes. We have a Candyland car out there. And then some of the other cars are like rat rod cars, so they already kind of have that old matte black paint, kind of that gothy look to them. We have the Mystery Machine Scooby-Doo van out there, so that's a really fun one that kids love to see.
The family factor also makes trunk-or-treats an attractive option for schools. Milwaukee's Ideal School just held its fourth annual trunk-or-treat event, which also includes a dinner and other activities. Teacher Jennifer Carter says the idea came from a PTA parent who attended a trunk-or-treat at her church. Carter says the event brings families together. It's fun for the kids and mom and dad, too.
Parents will ask way back in May, you're going to have that, right? Because they're already gathering their lights and all their, you know, they've kind of become a little competitive about how they're going to decorate and do their thing outside. And that's fun. That's the camaraderie. That's what makes it fun, too. That sense of community of your school.
Milwaukee parent Susan Wietrich really got into the spirit of the event.
Well, we have a disco ball and disco lights.
But Weetrick admits she'd never heard of trunk or treating until her kids came to Ideal School.
I thought it was an awesome idea, a very safe way to have a nice family activity and a very good way to get parents out to the school as well.
So while good old-fashioned trick-or-treating likely isn't going away anytime soon, expect to see more trunk-or-treat events next October coming to a parking lot near you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
We visited trunk-or-treat events at Ideal Elementary School in Milwaukee, Quaker Steak and Lube Restaurant in New Berlin, and Messiah Evangelical Lutheran Church in Beloit.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.